This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Wake up, rise and shine if that's your bent. And things may be a little early for some, maybe a little late for others, depends on what's going on in your life. Welcome to Life and a Discussion Thereof. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting the DJV Gang. You can find the DJV Weekly Podcast. Just go to djvshow.com, and you'll see pictures, stories of the gang, and the weekly update that Kara does, some of the things that are best from the air, some of them not ready for primetime conversations off the air. All there for you and your listening and dancing pleasure, listening to Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and me. Let's focus on men in the news, shall we, ladies? Let's give men an equal shake. Let's give men equal opportunity. The fact that the study has been done about bromance. I always wondered about bromances. I don't know if I have. Would you say my relationship with Rich is a bromance? Bromances are friendships with...
No, I would say you and Bob maybe are a bromance.
Bob, yeah.
Really?
You okay. And my dad kind of have a bromance,
yeah,
too.
I think, yeah, right. Michael and I are of that ilk. The study that I'm referring to shows that these bromance experiences can be more satisfying than romances for some men. Study which examined heterosexual British men who were enrolled in sports programs, found that bromances were more inclusive, tactile, and emotionally diverse than standard friendships. I don't know if Bob and I or your father and I have a tactile relationship.
You don't like to touch?
Well, I do, but I'd rather touch
slap
somebody.
Slap a little rear end like they do on the soccer field?
Yeah, probably not. The people who were interviewed referenced romantic and family relationships when they describe bromance, suggesting bromances could fill a similar need. Wow. Studies suggest that declining homophobia gives men permission for more expressive, emotionally intimate relationships and is ultimately beneficial for their health. I was trying to think of the men that you brought up, your father, Jennifer, and Victoria brought up Bob. I'm trying to think of other people. The guy that I was very friendly with in school, Ted Siller, and I have been great friends all through the years.
You know what? Somebody I haven't heard a lot about is Tony Paradiso, and
Tony's fine. Tony's, yeah, that's him. Tony's another guy.
He was one of your old bromances.
Yeah, very, very close.
And who's our friend from the old Heidelberg guy that's now at, why am I forgetting his name? He's so nice.
The old Heidelberg guy that is at
Skookumaka or University.
Oh, you're talking about
Skookumaka.
Juanita. Not Juanita, but Jimmy Troja is who you're talking about.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's not one. It's Juniata.
Juniata. Hey, she wasn't far off.
No, she wasn't.
Skookumaka.
Great school near State College, Pennsylvania. Yeah. I actually haven't talked to him for a couple of months. But yes, when I was on the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg, I had a number of friends. But through the years, I have, as a kid, I didn't have many friends, frankly. And as when I went to college, I was somewhat social, but I worked a lot. I always have through my life, so I haven't had these sorts of things. And I don't know that I'd agree. Well, maybe they're less frustrating. Romances may be less frustrating than romances. That might be the case.
Not all romance is frustrating.
I know, well.
It shouldn't be. It's supposed to be like an outlet of fun.
Yes, I know. Well, let's just say, well, I'll leave it at that. Anyway, I thought it was really, though, interesting that this sort of thing had been studied and that the health ramifications, this is emotional, psychological, physical, all of these things come into play. Because, again, going back to the mind-spirit-body connection, these connections are, in my mind, irrefutable. There is absolutely, for men, for women, for any thinking adult, the connection with what's in your mind, what's in your body, and what gets into your mind often is connected to your spiritual base. So making sure you cultivate all of those things pretty healthy and good for sustained life. Because we all, if we're enjoying life, we want it to last longer. I certainly feel that way. 90% of the time, I enjoy myself. What percentage would you give, Jennifer, to the percentage of your waking hours are enjoyable? Of course, this time you spend on this program is.
Honestly, or the 50%?
50%.
Wow, yeah, I need to work on that. There's I get really bogged down in not having a lot of time, and sometimes that's not super enjoyable.
No, not good at all. All right, but how are you, Kara, what about you in terms of the percentage of the time that you spend with your eyes open and your body moving? What percentage of that time is it feels good to you?
It depends from day to day. I don't know, what percentage of the time do I feel good about just, like, health or just life in general?
Yeah, life,
I'm fairly optimistic, so I'll say, like, 70%.
Really? Okay. I think the focus here, as long as we're running down a straight line, a path, we have a friendship expert who's going to join us in a moment with ways in which you can enhance your friendships. If you like and you have good friends, this is going to be very helpful. Dr. Melanie Ross Mills joins us right after this.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Auntie Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years. From the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
Hey, girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips, too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates, too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
About quarter past the hour here on the DJV Experience. Joining us now is Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, who is a friendship and relationship expert and a licensed temperament therapist. Okay, there's the place to start. Dr. Mills, what is a temperament therapist?
A temperament therapist helps you learn how to identify your inborn traits and how you are created, how you're wired, and if you're operating against these internal ways that you're made up, what is causing internal stress, or what are you doing right that's accurate in the way that you're created?
So,
which also affects our relationships and our friendships.
Right. All right. So we were just talking about bromances. Is it different, as that the study suggested, between men and women who are friends versus men and men who are friends versus women and women who are friends?
Well, I think that depends on the situation and the individuals. As we know, everybody relates in unique ways, and then we also have the same basic needs. So you'll have both similarities and differences amongst all different kinds of friendships.
All right, so money and friendship. I haven't asked Victoria to loan me any money. I haven't asked Karen to loan me any money. I haven't asked Jennifer to loan me any money. You know, over the years, we've all borrowed money from our friends. You're suggesting here in the information that I have that that doesn't always work. Well, it works fine if you pay your friends back, I would think. If you don't pay your friends back, right, it might not work so well, right?
That's right. And so this recent report is showing us that when we owe friends money or friends owe us money, over 50% of people have witnessed a division in friendship because of money owed, which is why this mobile app is such an easy tool to settle with a friend and no longer make excuses on either end.
All right. So we have an app in the house here to underscore the relationship and fixing friendship. If you have borrowed money, what does this app do? Where did this app come from? This is sort of a new
app. The app that I use is the Bank of America app, and you can go into your bank account and click on send, receive, or split. It's so easy, and it's cashless. And so you can go in there, and if you owe someone money, you can click send. There's a little space to write a note and say, you know what? I'm so sorry I have not paid you back the $25 that I owed you from dinner, but thank you for spotting me, and here's the money that I pay you back. And today is the best time because it's Payback a Friend Day.
Is it? Oh, I didn't know that. Payback a Friend Day. There you go.
Yes.
I don't know if this app would work for me. I only borrow in $25,000. If I don't borrow $25 from people, I want $25,000.
You can still do that.
Can you?
You can, and it goes from bank to bank, so you're eliminating a middleman, which is fabulous.
Okay. It's like one of those wire transfers, in a manner of speaking, isn't it? Sounds
exactly.
Like it.
Exactly. Yeah. And yes.
So you must have done a study as to numbers here. I'm sure people listening are curious as to the data. You got a lot of data. What percentage of friendships are, well, how many, what, is there a lot of this going on? I guess maybe I don't really do that. I'm being facetious. I don't really borrow money from my friends, but I know over the years people have come to me to borrow money, and sometimes I say yes and sometimes I say no.
Right.
And
well,
sometimes I don't get paid back.
Very prevalent.
Yeah. Is it?
Exactly. So maybe you'll collect some money today. Wouldn't that be a novel idea?
Well,
it'd
be
so,
hard because
yes,
one person
that.
Did, but other than that, maybe I can get
a few.
But
sorry.
Really,
this
is interesting. I know, ladies, don't you think this kind of... All right, Jennifer, how much money have you loaned to anybody in the last month or two?
Oh, I loan people money a lot, actually. And this, I think, is really great because a lot of times you have to remember what you owe somebody or what somebody owes you.
And you'll remember.
And so I'm totally intrigued by this. In fact, I was seeing some of the messaging and the promotion for this on TV over the weekend, and I thought, Payback a Friend Day. I love this. I love the fact that there's an app to make things easier because those IOUs, those paper IOUs, they tend to get tossed out pretty quickly.
Right. Person-to-person
payments.
Yes,
it's a great excuse.
Oh, yeah, it is. What about you, Victoria?
Yeah, person to person.
I love this idea. I mean, when you're out with a group of friends, just being able to shoot somebody, you know, if you don't have cash on you and you don't want to use five different credit cards for the bill, I love the idea of just being able to, you know, have one person pay.
See, I didn't even think about that as an application. That's a great application.
Sure. We do that all the time with our gang.
Yeah. All right, where do we go to get more information on this, Dr. Mills?
You can go to thebankofamerica.com/friendsagain. Right. To find the report and these really staggering statistics and findings that they found.
Got them. Thank you, Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, friendship and relationship expert here on DJV.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month, and 347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
And there's a little wine stain on the pocket of your white cotton thread. Well, you drink beer and whiskey, boy, and you know wow. I don't drink red.
Drinking beer and whiskey.
Over in the corner, wide it up on my bedroom floor.
The world. You should have hit. Hey, anybody doing that? You
should have. That's not a good mix. Should
have lost it. Now I'm gonna have to hang you out to try, try, try. Close spin all your secrets to the line.
Wow, very strange. Harry's got a dark side.
Well, I haven't talked to you because I didn't want to step on the hook. This song's called Dirty Laundry, ladies, if you haven't heard this. Carrie Underwood in the focus as the Grand Ole Opry announces a big expansion project. New retail options, food options, going to make it like a mall. Redesigned box office, a VIP lounge area. Part of the $12 million expansion coming to the Grand Ole Opry. I don't. This is going to spoil it. I love the atmosphere. Have you, Jennifer, you've been to the Grand Ole Opry, right?
I have not.
Nobody here has been to the Grand Ole Opry?
I've been to Nashville once, but there was a reason. I can't remember what it was.
What a classic old...
I know.
One of those great big old Fox theaters. It's just big and old and fun. And now they're going to mess it up with all this new stuff. The expansion is going to add 5,000 square feet, and then it'll be all retail. I would use the word iconic to describe this property. Yep, I've been there a couple of times. I actually sang on stage once, and it was... that's why I know the building's up. It was an experience I'll never forget, frankly.
So the audience didn't forget it either?
No, probably not. No, I didn't sound like Skeeter Davis, I'll tell you that. Anyway, let's see here. Colin Reed runs the Ryman Hospitality Properties that own Grand Ole Opry. Said, quote, as country music's popularity continues to increase worldwide, more people than ever before making the journey to Nashville to experience the magic of the Grand Ole Opry. So why are you going to screw it up, Al? Ay, ay, ay. New construction shouldn't interfere with the calendar of events. There's something goes on there every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's always somebody performing, and sometimes they don't know who's going to perform. People just who belong to the Opry just show up. Most every member, especially the older members of the Opry, show up every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, and they take turns performing. And the orchestra never knows who's going to go up there. They just know how to hand them. You know, so many songs are so popular, they can just jump in. So, anyway,
now we're talking.
This is...
Who's this?
Who is this?
Trace Adkins. Come on.
This is our favorite member.
All right. Oh. All right, let's change the focus
like
from...
Like to talk to him about his membership.
gosh. Country music to Rihanna's music. Rihanna. I'm with you on this. This woman is so into herself.
Oh, my God.
That's so not even true at all.
Talk about her. It's always about her.
Do you know how much charity she does?
I know. Oh, you're God. Really off base on this one.
All right, so, Jennifer, are you with me or against me on this one?
I think she's
with me or against me.
I think she's just upset that we're not playing Trace Adkins anymore.
Pretty much. Yeah. The only way you could have recovered is if you had played Umbrella from Rihanna.
Well, I can do that for you.
All right, so she's got a lot of, we'll give the ladies there do a lot of things have right. been done by Rihanna.
She's a philanthropist, this one.
A street named after her in Barbados, where she is from, is going to be a new street named Rihanna Drive. The government on Independence Day there, which is the 30th of November, will change the name of Westbury New Road located in St. Michael to Rihanna Drive. Oh, yes, I know exactly where that is. Ooh. So her real name is Robin Rihanna Fenty, is that right?
Correct.
Uh-huh. Is that her married name?
She's not
Fenty,
married.
Is she married? Is that married?
No, that's her actual name.
Okay.
Rihanna's her middle name.
Uh-huh. Why did she go by Robin then?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Why don't you go by Dudley?
Right, that's your name.
I do. A lot of people call me Dudley. Yeah, a lot of people call me Dudley. How about Dudley and
Check,
Rihanna?
Please. I'm done.
28 past.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's 34 past the hour. Doug Steffen presenting another half hour of the DJV experience with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, who apparently all are having fun at my expense.
Oh, sure, I guess. No, it had nothing to do with you.
Have
we were talking about sausage, actually.
We were talking about small sausages, so...
way to identify.
He said it was about him. I'm just telling him what we were talking about. So he would not want to associate himself with it.
Yeah, and here's a newsflash. Not everything is about you.
Come on.
Most
it's
stuff, but not
the
everything.
V and the J and the V. All right, so this is from the, this is actually a top of mind thing for a lot of folks, where to live and how to live better. And I suppose maybe the subtitle, the subtext here would be Two Birds Get Two Birds with One Stone. There's a rural region down south that has a new radical housing idea. Listen to this, what do you think? Pairing seniors who have extra space in their homes with younger people seeking affordable housing. This is something put together by the Women's Place Resource Center in Annapolis. Aims to bridge a generational divide while giving seniors support, giving young people a roof over their head. Would you do this, Kara? Would you live with a couple of old fuddy-duddies, maybe older than your folks?
Well, according to Victoria, I'm also an old fuddy-duddy, so maybe this is a great choice for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, they could listen to Jim Croce together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm actually not opposed to it, though. I think there are a lot of people, and especially, I mean, it's interesting that it started in Annapolis, because Annapolis is not a cheap housing area. Around there is really expensive. It's a pretty nice area.
Yeah, it is.
That's probably why it started there.
Gentrified, very colonial, very, but there's parts of the city have been rebuilt, but they've taken care of. Annapolis is a very clean, very livable, lovely, lovely city, I think, anyway. So, yeah, okay. It's beautiful.
NYU does this. They started this program, I want to say maybe a little over a year ago. Similar thing. I mean, instead of, because NYU doesn't really have any dorm space left, and so they started reaching out to people who have an extra bedroom, and they're most likely seniors. And so the extra room gets rented out to the college students and, you know, for a discounted rate and things like that. So, I mean,
but
to
how
me,
is
I'm
this
like diametrically opposed to this. I would never do this.
So
but,
how is this different than living with your parents? Except these people are not your parents.
But exactly.
It feels like living with your parents.
I would much rather, like, I don't want to have to live with anybody ever because that's just not my deal. Like, I've never had to have roommates or anything, thank God. Uh-huh. But
when you get married, you're going to have, like, two nights at his house and two nights at your house? I thought you were going to buy a house
if
together.
We can work that out, which I should meet my lawyer.
I would never live with anybody again. The last time I did it was a disaster. And so I would much rather be in my own home, but share two or three nights over here and two or three nights over there.
That's called semi-cohabitation.
Yeah.
Whatever it's
called. But if you had to live with somebody, I would rather live with an older person rather than a younger person, because at least the older person's already got it together.
Yeah.
They're not going to be really in your way.
Well,
the house will probably be better.
Well,
the house will be in better condition than having a bunch of young people living in it. I mean, it's going to be good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why I feel like there could be a give and take. Like, depending how old they are, it might be nice because they just, it's not like you have to spend all your time with them, but they have someone around to, you know, see and socialize with so they can learn about, you know, younger millennial stuff. You can teach them how to use technology and then maybe they can cook dinner for you.
This is what
something.
We do at Young already.
Pretty sure.
This is sounding horrible to me.
That they can teach you a few things too.
Yeah, probably. All right, just food for thought. Here's some more food for thought. I'm looking around, you know, every day, I, and the ladies do as well, go through dozens of different bits and pieces of information from lots of different sites. And every once in a while, I just find, I look at something and I say, okay, look at all of these people. What is their life really like? And why are they the way they are? You ever think about this in terms of yourself? But let's not use us. Let's use just names that we see every day. Donald Trump, for example, or John McCain.
Someone easier.
I'm just going to go through some names that are in front of me here from all walks of life. Beyonce. Let's see here. Who else have we got? Kim Jong-un. Trevor Noah. Let's see here. I'm not sure I know. Kim Kardashian. Catherine Zeta-Jones. Martha Stewart, Amy Schumer, Black China, Harvey Weinstein. All right, these are just names I'm reading off the front pages of some of these sites. I'm thinking about what their life is like and what influence or input their parents had, because they were kids all once, and they are who they are because of what they grew up around, as are we. And so a lot of times, I think I said this yesterday, we were involved in a conversation with somebody about relationships, and I said something on the air that came to me in an email 3 or 4 years ago when there was a conversation going on about some upset. And so I had started then to learn about my parents and what they contributed. I mean, even at that age, I didn't realize, I had no forum, I had no open book here to think that whatever was going on with me, blame isn't probably the right word, or credit, but you certainly are who you grew up around and what you grew up around. So the note was for Meredith, you're a little old to be blaming your parents for your problems. And it wasn't about that. I just didn't express properly what was going on. And so it has, over the years, really captured my attention to the point where I had that Constellation course, which really digs into where you come from, what your families are like, the people that you love, where they come from, why they are what they are. You can learn it, and you can, I think it's the old take a horse to water, not necessarily make them all drink, so you can learn it, but do you do something with it? And so then I came across a study of a number of people who have been on the wrong side of the law. And the study went into their childhood, went into their home and family life, went into where they came from. There are more people who come, there are more crooks in this country who come from the Northwest than any other part of the country. Do you know that? You'd have thought it would be a big city like L.A. or New York, or, New York, Washington. But in terms of numbers of crimes committed in certain areas, there are more crimes seemingly committed in the Northwest. And so these people started looking, there's a college that that started looking into what parental input and responsibility is all about. And one of the reasons that this came to light is because a bunch of lawyers have decided to get together and sue the parents of children who have gotten into trouble. How do you like that? Parental liability, a whole new course in law. Leave it to the lawyers to figure out another way to sue somebody or to try to get money out of people. So if somebody becomes a crook and costs society money, the lawsuit that gets filed, the attorney that I'm looking at is Michael Freien, F-R-E-I-N. He managed to start and went after somebody who had a long career and ended up being a murderer, and so he went into jail. It was a long, drawn-out process. And so the taxpayer is paying for this, and this guy looked into his parents, and the parents had a lot of dough, and he figured the parents didn't do their job, so he sued them. And apparently won some money at him. I don't know under what statute. And I don't want to be stuck on this one example, but isn't it interesting for us to think about, if none of you are parents yet, but you will be, and thinking about how with some, I talk to you often about my son's experience with these kids who are in trouble in Los Angeles, and it's never a drug problem, it's always a parental problem. And the parents don't want to take responsibility for it. Oh, my kid's in trouble. No, your kid's in trouble, but you're the ones responsible for your kid being in trouble. You don't pay attention to your kid. So if parents don't pay attention to their children, should they be held liable for the screwing up the kids get involved in? If they get into trouble and cost the taxpayers money, should parents be sued? Yes or no, Jennifer?
I think it depends on the age. I think that
age of the parents or age of the youngsters, really.
The kids. I mean, if you have a 17-year-old who decides to murder someone, there's enough in society to tell you that that's wrong, and I would have a hard time.
Yeah, you should know what's right or wrong by the time you're 17.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct. So it depends on the age.
It does.
That's a great point, though, because you know that the kid, Dylan Roof, was it? The kid who shot up the church in Charleston? I mean, would his parents be culpable for that, too? I mean,
do you know where this started, Victoria? Columbine.
Oh, okay.
All right. You remember that's been, what, 15,
what year
20
was
years ago?
That was a while ago, right.
But that was the first time we really ever kind of dealt with this issue. Why are these kids like this?
Yeah,
well, I remember the description. They wore these long black trench coats, and they were surly and angry all the time, according to their teachers.
Yeah.
They're just a mess. So why is it you can't bring up a child in a healthy, happy, hearty household? Why? What are you screwing up your kids for with your problems? Fix your problems and don't screw up your kids.
Yeah,
didn't Jeffrey Dahmer's parents say he was a lovely, sweet boy, though? Sometimes people just go off the rails.
Yeah. What did you start to say, Karen?
But was he actually... See, in a situation like that, I'm always kind of curious about whether he was actually a lovely, sweet child, or whether their parents thought he was a lovely, sweet child, and really they were raising him to be a crazy person. Mm-hmm. I don't know. See, what you're saying, but like, I think that some people are just psychologically messed up, and it doesn't have anything to do with the parents.
But you just keep going back. That's the constellation. You just keep going back from generation to generation to generation, and you can draw yourself a picture as to
percentage, though, Doug, do you think, in your experience with Constellation Group and that whole thing, what percentage do you think can be traced to the parents?
All of it. 100%. Or their parents, or their parents, or their parents.
Yeah. Everyone, you know, some people have not great parents, or you don't have great relationship with your parents, and I think a lot of people go through that, but everyone channels it in different ways, and I don't necessarily know that if your parents didn't love you as much as they should have or something, and you went out and murdered a bunch of people because of it, I don't necessarily know that they should be held responsible for that. I don't think that they were great parents. The only reason I'm bringing up the legal stuff or murder or saying anything like that is because it's a crime, and so that's what that's what someone would be suing for. No one's going to sue your parents because they think that you're bad at relationships or something like that.
Wouldn't that be funny, though, if someone tried that?
Yeah, sometimes
I keep getting dumped, so I'm going to sue my parents.
Yeah, right.
That would actually be funny.
Uh-huh. All right, good food for thought. Thank you.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's Automotive News, Ford announced a new electric vehicle offering beyond a 300-mile range, but you'll have to wait until 2020 to get it. The group putting it together inside Ford is nicknamed Team Edison and will concentrate on fully electric vehicles, hybrid and plug-in hybrid vehicles. The new team will be defining the strategy for Ford on electrification as well as implementing that strategy and working on everything all the way to the marketing plan. Ford is on track to deliver 13 electrified vehicles over the next 5 years. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
I love to learn about antiquated laws that are still on the books, sometimes quaint and often downright funny. You can be fined in Kentucky if you don't bathe at least once a year, or in South Dakota if you fall asleep in a cheese factory. In New York, you cannot wear slippers after 10 p.m., and in Vermont, you can't tie your giraffe to a telephone pole. Such silly rules never made good sense, and they are certainly not appropriate for government today. Had they looked through the lens of liberty at the time, citizens would have recognized that such trivial rules were an affront to freedom, even when they were first adopted. In every state and community, the law books need to be reviewed and cleaned up often, and such old and dusty rules should be swept out.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
As we age, we all notice our bodies changing. Isn't that right? I know I have noticed it. I don't have as much energy as I would like. I feel more fatigued than I want to. I've learned that the decrease of circulation is the reason for this. And if I start giving my body what it needs, I can promote natural, healthy circulation and keep myself feeling as great as I can as the years go by. That's why I drink Super Beats. That's why you need Super Beats. Super Beats promotes the body's own natural ability to produce healthier circulation for increased energy and stamina. It'll stay with you all day long. Only Super Beats, made from beets grown to exacting standards, then concentrated into superfood crystals. So if you want to give your body what it needs as you age, go online to DougLikesBeets.com. With your first order, get another 30-day supply of Super Beats free, plus indicator strips to see how Super Beats is working for you. Super Beats at DougLikesBeets.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 past the hour, as it becomes Tech Talk time on the DJB Experience. Victoria Keelan is generally considered among the ladies on the staff to be the most knowledgeable, although Kara is no slouch either, and Jennifer knows her way around, but Victoria kind of studies this stuff and knows what is latest and greatest here. Delta Airlines has a new app, and there's other transportation news connected to the technology world that I guess concerns Lyft and Uber, so let's get to that right after this.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable, so we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Money causes stress and uneasiness in our closest relationships, according to Bank of America's new Friends Again report. In fact, more than 50% of the population has seen a friendship end over money, and it is not always a lot of money that will cause a relationship rift. Nearly 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less. But there are ways we can salvage a relationship before it goes south over an IOU. Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, relationship expert.
Talking about money doesn't always have to be awkward. If you follow some simple tips, having an honest conversation is the best way to avoid these issues. Coordinate shared expenses in advance to avoid unexpected spending. Communicate openly with your friends about money owed, and use mobile apps like the Bank of America app for a simple way to send, request, and receive money from friends, no matter where they bank.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/friendsagain.
All right, Snow Jane Doe. This is Victoria Keelan with the story from Delta Airlines, going to help you check into your next flight. This, how is this different from the app that's apparently available most everywhere? I see people on American, when I'm flying, using it all the time. It's like going into the movies with an app on your computer. What's the
right.
big deal?
Well, the Fly Delta app has been around, but the new update is that it automatically checks you in 24 hours before you're scheduled to depart. So this basically, they're saying that they want to make checking in a lot easier. So anyone who's booked on a flight, you will automatically be checked in as soon as you open the app. You don't even need to do anything. You just launch the app and you're automatically checked in. So there are some issues with this. Delta claiming that they want to make this a lot easier for passengers. However, if you don't want to check into your flight, if you have an emergency or something, you know, where you need to cancel at the last minute, if you're already checked in, then that can create some problems for you. So if you, this is an imperfect app update, and a lot of users are already complaining about it. This is part of Delta's, they say, multi-billion-dollar investment into making the customer experience better. However, I don't know that this is actually going to be the way to do it. They are also running a test program at Reagan Washington National Airport where they're letting some customers, I don't know how they're determining which ones, but some customers are allowed to use fingerprint boarding passes. They're working on that technology too, which seems to be, that's a better update than automatically checking people in, because if, you know, again, if you check in and then you need to change your flight, you could be subjected to different fees and things like that. So, I don't know. I think if you fly a lot, I don't know that the Fly Delta app is the way to go.
Nah. All right. So, now, if you don't want to fly and you want to drive, or you want to get driven, let's find out what Uber and Lyft are up to.
Well, the popularity of Uber and Lyft is increasing traffic in big cities, according to new studies in public transportation. And apparently this is forcing people, or not forcing, but it's creating a lot more congestion in major cities like New York and L.A., which, hello, we don't need any more traffic congestion in either city. But apparently people who used to walk to places or cycle with using City Bike in New York especially, or use public transit, are now replacing those options with Uber and Lyft. And so this is creating a big problem. And they surveyed people in Boston, Chicago, LA, New York, DC, Seattle, and San Francisco. And they did this over 2 years since Uber and Lyft have been around. And they say that if citizens continue to gravitate towards these services, that this is going to put a huge strain on these cities that are already at near capacity. So after in the response to this study, a Lyft spokesperson says that they're now focusing on increasing occupancy in cars and working with transit agencies to try to fix this problem.
Wow.
Rideshare, you know, carpooling.
Yep. Well, there's a lot of people trying to get around and looking to not spend a lot of money buying cars is part of the whole focus. Good job. Thank you, Victoria.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.